Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Spotsylvania this morning. Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
You are just finishing up the year as board chairman. In Spotsylvania, you're most board chairmen, it's just a one-year service, right?
Term, correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you been board chairman before? Is this the first? You've been board chairman before when your last time on the board was?
My last term, yes.
Okay. So
yes.
You had done this before. I had never realized until just a few years ago about how much being board chairman, there's a lot of extra work goes into it. I mean, you help set the agenda and work with the county staff on just how the meetings are going to go.
Right. I mean, that's mainly your responsibility, is making sure that the meetings operate smooth and, flow correctly. And as board chairman, my biggest task in my mind was to make sure that every board member had a fair and equal opportunity to speak their mind and make their case. And you're more of a referee in that position. But yeah, it was a one-year term. In January, we'll elect a new board chairman, and hopefully that person will, do the same thing that I did and make sure that the meetings are run smoothly and everybody gets an opportunity to speak.
I've always thought that it's a tough spot when you're the board chairman, because like you say, you're doing that, you're trying to follow the conversation and in all of that, and then there's just the remembering of all the parliamentary rules that you have to remember.
Well, you do, and I always felt a little awkward in taking sides, mainly because you're the one that holds the gavel and you're the one that runs the meetings and you're the one who decides who speaks and who doesn't. And so I never wanted to seem heavy-handed in taking up too much time or anything, but the one thing that I did find is, not this time, but the time before, is you pay attention because you run the meetings.
Yeah.
So there's no daydreaming.
I was going to say, your mind can't wander.
No, not at all. And everybody looks to you to see what's happening, and you get to keep moving it along.
Well, I will say, I think I told you this before, that I thought the way you ran the baseball meetings, it went really long, whether it was the baseball meetings that appeared before the board or even in the committee, really difficult. And some in the community were highly unfair to you specifically, but how you ran those meetings was always very fair.
Well, thank you. And what you try to do, especially with the public, because, we work for them and we're there as their representatives, and it's important to hear what they have to say. But, there was the one meeting when some board members wanted to give people extra time. Amazing that hasn't come up again, to give them extra time on another issue. Some people in the audience, make the noises. They talk out of turn. Some of them are just flat out rude. And nasty people. But, I don't think that should overshadow the fact that when folks come up to speak, we need to be respectful. We need to listen. Because a lot of people bring up a lot of good points. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I'm always learning. And when you listen to folks, especially when it comes to, say, like a rezoning, mm-hmm. and it's something that impacts their lives more than me, I don't, for instance, I want it to be living next to a new shopping center. So listening to what people have to say, who it will affect their day-to-day life, is incredibly important and should not be taken lightly. And quite honestly, I've gotten a lot of good ideas from just sitting there and listening to people that show up. But you're right. This past year did show, unfortunately, the ugly side of that. There's too many people out there who pretend to be conservatives. I'm a conservative, have been my whole life. I'll put my resume up against anybody and show them what I have done. But they believe that if you pack a room and if you're the loudest and if you yell down and drown out opposition, that's how we then need to vote. And that is a dangerous road to go down. And especially because, you know, these people were complaining about debt that the county is going to be taking on, perhaps. But, you know, I've yet to see any of them at any of these rezonings where the county is just taking on more and more and more debt. We just did a huge rezoning, and myself and Mr. Trampy were the only two that voted against it. And the sister one to that, myself and Ms. Heidegg voted against. Mm-hmm. So I'm the only supervisor to vote against these two projects in Massaponics. Again, not anywhere near these other supervisors. You know, they're up in their little section of the county, and apparently they could care less about down that way. But, you know, we, the board, just voted in over 5,000 new units in Massaponics. And, hey, let's do it. Who cares? And you know, the amount of proffers is reduced, the amount of land that we took. You know, we get this parcel of land, you know, 5 acres, and the developer comes along and says, well, you know, I think that's worth a few $1 million. Well, where'd that come from, you know? And yeah. All of a sudden, you know, we get this piece of land as a proffer. We don't get the money for the schools or the roads. We get a piece of land, but then there's restrictions on the land. So we can only use the land for county-related items, and that's sure not worth the full face value. Now, if we could sell it for commercial pods for a restaurant or townhouses, which I don't think the government should be in the business of doing, but if we could, that would make more sense. But, you know, there's just all these things that get wrapped up into what we do in rezonings, and unfortunately, sometimes some board members just, you know, take them and run with them, and there's a lack of concern.
When you're dealing with, like you mentioned, a couple of those rezonings in Massaponics, not even near your district, did you hear from people about that?
Oh, yes.
So people who are involved there are contacting you or all the supervisors?
Yes. Yeah. I heard from a lot of people actually in my district, because these rezonings, while they're not in my district, are, you know, across the highway and down the road. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to be impacted. And there's an awful lot of folks that had brought this up. The land issue is the big one. You know, we got 40 acres of land from these two rezonings valued at $20 million. But yet the restriction that's on there is that we can only use it for county stuff, such a fire station, a school, a park. So that the value of that is then decreased, but yet the proffer is still the yeah. highest. And that's one of the things I'm going to bring up in January of looking at, because it's no fault of the developer. I mean, it's land that he could then use for that highest and best use. But if the county can't, why are we getting that value given to us when we don't actually get the value?
Yeah.
So things like that we really need to take a better look at. And, you know, I love there's some people out there that say, well, you know, proffers are voluntary. Well, so are rezonings. We don't have to vote yes just because it comes before us. I mean, you know, looking at some of these votes, you would think that it's an automatic yes, and
yeah.
You know, there's no decision process that is being made. But proffers are voluntary to offset the capital cost, but so are the rezonings, and we need to take that into account too.
So that'll be interesting to see that come up and discussed next year.
Mm-hmm.
Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning. We'll talk about some of the highlights in the year. As I was just over the past couple days thinking about some of the things that happened. It was a busy year in Spotsylvania. We'll talk about it with Chris Jakubowski on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning as we talk Spotsylvania issues. As I thought back, and I'll see if you it's been a busy year in Spotsylvania as far as issues go. The Lindell, getting them to come in with what they're building and underway, but thinking about impacts on the county long term, that really was a big issue this year, it seems.
Right, Lidl, which is
Lidl. I mispronounced that.
No, that's fine. It's a German company. It's a grocery store, the largest one in Europe, and their first venture into North America is right here in Virginia. Their headquarters is going to be in Alexandria and their distribution center down here in Swansea. 200 jobs, you know, a facility that's going to be paying about $1 million in real estate taxes. We did a very nice incentive package for them, including about almost $1.4 million in cash and another $700,000 in infrastructure upgrades that were needed, water and sewer especially. I went to the groundbreaking about a month or so ago on a day kind of like this, nice and rainy and muddy. And to see that area and what they have already done, how big the footprint is, it's basically going to be 20 acres under roof is how large their facility is. It's wow. The largest in Swansea.
And that's going to be where? Off Smith Station Road? Is
off
that where
Smith
that is?
Off Smith Station Road, yes. Okay. Right next to the Swansea Quarry right there, or okay. Luckstone Quarry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's moving along. The opening is, you know, a year and a half or so. And they also have two grocery stores that are coming into the county, one out at Harrison Crossing. And that one is moving right along, too. So, you know, we were very happy that they were looking at Swansea. I think it also moved us up because the way that these type of things happen is, you know, a German company doesn't look around and say, hey, what is in Spotsylvania County?
Yeah.
They go, you know, to the state, and then it gets funneled down. And we have the FRA, the Fredericksburg Regional Alliance, which is the economic development hub for the area. Us, Fredericksburg and Stafford, are part of that. And we have Curry Roberts, who's the new ED over there, who's doing an outstanding job.
Yep.
Which, just a side note, we had board members who wanted to defund FRA before Curry even took over as the new ED, not even giving him a chance, just take that money right away. Well, guess what, guys? We wouldn't have had Lidl. So you know what? Your decisions do have consequences.
Well, and Curry knows. He's got connections. He's been in various administrations and has had economic development kind of jobs in Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. He's the type of administrator you need in that position.
Sure.
And he has, in the past year, done just a great job. And so, excuse me, they came to FRA, and then they started looking in the area. And we were in competition with other localities in not only the state but also other states. And so by landing them, I think what it really does is it heightens our prominence in the economic development world. And we're willing to do things to bring jobs here. I've always said, how do you stand out from Stafford and Prince William and Fairfax and Arlington and Alexandria and Lorton when it's easier to move a business there because of the proximity to D.C. when we're all the way at the end of the line, literally with the VRE station, we're at the end of the line. So what do you do to jump up from the back of the room and say, hey, take a look at us? And this is one of the things you do. And unfortunately, it's a world we live in, but incentives are a huge part of that. And just about a month ago, we earmarked. We didn't even commit to spend the money. We earmarked that money to say to a prospect that is out there that is looking at the GM plant, we're serious. And this is, you know how serious we are? We're so serious, we're going to take this money and put it in this pot because we want you to be here. And we do have board members that vote against that. But then, of course, they revel in the outcome that they were against. But you need to have people that understand that this is what is happening. This is what it takes to get these businesses here. Because if these businesses didn't locate here, what would we have for a job base? We'd have lots of retail, and that's just not the way we need to go. We need to go after the high paying jobs.
Well, and in the talk about with the GM plant, that's been sitting there for a long time now, and I'm sure it's just sitting there that you'd like to see.
Right.
You don't want that to become Spotsylvania's Maury School.
No, you're right. We don't need an art center there. The thing with the GM plant is a bankruptcy, and it was taken over and set up by the Racer Trust Foundation is who is in charge of it. And so when people talk about, well, we could have had it given to the Civil War Battlefield Trust to preserve the land, which is an admirable goal, they won't do it. It is not in their charter. So they won't, they can't, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what we have to look at is replacing the number of jobs, around 300 or so, that were there. And if not, more. So what can we do? How can we market it? It's an old building. It has, you know, some issues. But if we get the right person to come down here, the right company to come down here, I think that we could really turn that into something.
I know, sure, being on the board and you see prospects come in, and if it's a lethal situation, successfully get something. But also, I'm sure you've seen things that you can't talk about that have looked at Spotsylvania and have gone elsewhere.
Yes, it's frustrating because, you know, in a perfect world, every business prospect would come here because why not? This is the best place to be. But, yeah, unfortunately, you know, we do – there are things that are just out of our control. You know, there are business prospects that have come here that can't make it work with the prospective owner of the building or the parcel of land or whatever it might be. So the county does their job to incentivize a business to come here and to make it easy for the, you know, the permitting process and whatnot to get done. But, you know, some things are just out of your control and you can't make it happen. But when those prospects come along and you do get them done, it is a good feeling, and it is it leads to the next one. You build and you build and you build upon these, because we don't just want to be a distribution center mm-hmm. county. We want that, and that's critical. Don't get me wrong. We want all layers of jobs and all steps of jobs to be here, because not everybody's going to be a brain surgeon. So you want a lot of variety. But you also want a lot of good-paying jobs that are moving here to reduce the out-commute that people have.
Well, and you, and especially in the past year, but you've talked in recent years on the board of wanting to make Spotsylvania stand out. So these prospects do look at Spotsylvania and put their roots here. And to get a Lidl is a nice one to be able to hang your hat on and to build from there.
Right, you're able to market that out to other companies, and you know they take notice. You know, once a business prospect actually gets here, they've done their homework on us. Mm-hmm. They've not only, you know, looked at the demographics and the income and the education and that type of stuff. They also take a look at our board meetings.
I was going to ask you about that. How because so much of that now can be seen over the internet with all localities. And I do wonder about that sometimes. And there have been times in the past year I've cringed. I mentioned it to the new county administrator that I thought a few times. I don't know that Spotsylvania has always presented itself in a professional manner.
No, quite honestly, it hasn't been. There are too many times that has happened. You know, we just had this issue not only with the baseball issue that had come up, but we also had the potential mosque rezoning that has come up. And, you know, I understand that people, their anxiety is high. Mine is, obviously, being an American who cares about their country. You know, you're concerned about the future, especially with the leadership we have in Washington or lack of. But the way to resolve that is not to take it out on fellow citizens who have done nothing wrong. You know, so is it poor timing? Of course. Did, you know, in hindsight, should they have postponed? Yes, like they did the next community
second
meeting.
One,
but you know, these folks have been here. They're in our community for a long time. They're Americans just like we are.
Yep.
They've done nothing wrong, and there's no reason to take out your displeasure or your anxiety against them. And you know, we had that one idiot that stood up and you know, said the moronic things that he did. That goes out there. And of course, when that happens, it's Spotsylvania, Virginia. When something great happens, it's the Fredericksburg area.
It's Fredericksburg.
Yeah, we never get the, you know, the the good things. We only get the bad, it seems. But that being said, you know, I think cooler heads will prevail. I think that those type of people, you know, no matter where you are, what issue you are, you have a lot of people like that stand up and just say stupid things. And the thing to do is to not let that, you know, affect the larger community, and let people know that that is a small segment, and that is a segment that we, frankly, just don't buy into, and we reject wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and like you say, that, and there are unfortunately those people They're in stupid, any locality.
There's stupid people in the world.
Right.
And that's just how it is.
You go to YouTube and you can see it.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You can see it every day, every hour. Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about some of the topics that we talked about over the past year, and we'll look ahead. More on Town Talk on News Talk, 1230 WFVA, coming up on 830.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning. As we talk about the past year, another one of the bigger issues, Chris, of the year was longtime county administrator Doug Barnes retiring and Mark Taylor becoming the new county administrator.
Yes, long-term county administrator Doug Barnes is now a new planning commission member.
I was just going to say that caught me really by surprise when I saw that his name come up. So, boy, there's somebody with just a lot of knowledge, and I thought when he left as county administrator, a lot of just institutional knowledge kind of walked out the door, and it's kind of nice to see him on the planning commission.
Well, it is. You know, Doug is one of those people, and as a county administrator, somebody had told me that if you find somebody who's not only a good administrator but actually loves the county, then you have a great administrator, which is what Doug was. And so I think in Mark, we found that person.
Boy, yes. I was just, as soon as you said that, the one time he was on this show, and he does have a deep love for Spotsylvania County.
Well, he does. He was a former county attorney, deputy county attorney, and then he moved up to county attorney. He was there actually in my previous term as county attorney. Then he decided to leave, and he actually was working over on the Eastern Shore as a county attorney and doing other things in that same realm. And when the job came up, Mark had applied and made it through. And, you know, he being a former county attorney is interesting now being a county administrator, because you would think that he just has that one side of the of the house. But he really understands both sides, because as the county attorney, you deal with the administration side on a consistent basis. And actually, on the Eastern Shore, he did step in for a little while and with some administration duties when the administrator out there was out for a little bit of time. So he had the knowledge, and it was nice to see that he made it all the way through the process. And in addition to that, he lives right down by the courthouse. He walks to work every day. And so he didn't need a car allowance in his contract. But it was nice because his love for that part of the county and the courthouse area and the history that we have is very apparent in a lot of the tourism projects that we're working on, and a lot of the direction that we want to take that part of the county and really build it up and build up our tourism part of what we do. Because that not only is the history of the county, and it's something that we should honor and cherish and make sure people know about, but we also bring in dollars that way through mm-hmm. tourism. And it's a clean industry. People come here, they spend their money, they go home. We don't educate their kids. And so that's something that we really need to build up. And Mark really has a passion about it and really is part of getting that moving along. And then, yes, Doug coming to the Planning Commission, Mr. Cibula had appointed him. They've known each other a long, long time. And Doug, actually, when Doug left, he said, give me a call. Anytime you have a question, just give me a call. I've been around. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I know the players, So I've talked to him many times. He's always been, not only very knowledgeable, but also very, very helpful. And he's going to do a really good job on that Planning Commission.
Yeah, no. I over the years, he could handle. He knew every issue, and even when there were the issues a few years ago with fire and rescue and some reorganizations there, he he had run with a rescue squad years ago and knew that kind of thing. And to get somebody like Mark Taylor, who has the same kind of has the same kind of roots and knows some things in Spotsylvania, those are a lot of intangibles that a lot of localities don't get. And you're sometimes year and a half of getting a new county administrator or a city manager up to speed.
Right, absolutely. And you know, you're bringing in somebody, let's just say, from Ohio. They don't know who anybody is.
Yeah.
You know, it's process for them. And while they might be good at the process, that's only part of what they need to do. Because a lot of this is the personalities. A lot of this are the long-term friendships and the long-term associations that you have with people, just being in a community and knowing who did what and why they did it. And, oh, we can't talk to that person when that person's in the room because they hate each other. Or who's the best person to have in the room with that person? Oh, it's so-and-so because, you know, I used to go duck hunting with them years ago.
Yeah.
And that is what Doug had with the county and will continue to have. And that's another aspect that Mark brings to it, too. So I think that county's in really good hands. Mark's already gone through and reorganized the finance department, or restructured it, I should say. Our finance director had retired when Doug retired. And it was an opportunity to now take the jobs that were there and really highlight people's talents that we have, because we have a very good finance department, and highlight what they can do best. Maybe they were being underutilized. Maybe they were stretched too thin.
Mm-hmm.
And really change up what was happening and make it a better process. And he did an outstanding job with that. And we just went up to New York in July. The chairman and the vice chairman and county staff go up. And we met with our bond rating agencies about where our financial picture is right now. And the question that myself, Mr. Cibula, and staff pretty much had was, yes, we're at a double A. How do we get to a triple A? Give us the path to get there, because we're committed to getting there. And so we got a lot of good information from them, which then translated into Mark and his reorganization, which then translated into financial procedures that we now put into place at the board level. So he's done a good job, and I expect great things out of him.
Well, and the other thing, just knowing how Virginia operates with cities and counties and towns and the General Assembly, it takes a while. Virginia's the way cities and counties relate to each other is much different here than it is in some other states.
Oh, I mean, I'm still learning. I just found out a couple of years ago that the county are the ones that put up the street signs, like you know, the names of the streets,
yeah,
on the signs, not VDOT. But VDOT's in control of the roads. So
I didn't know that. So yeah, you've said there's my thing. I just learned something new.
Yeah. So if you need a street sign done, you call your supervisor, and we talk to the county, not VDOT. So little things like that,
yeah,
that you find out. Unfortunately, I found that out, you know, in an open board meeting, and had VDOT tell me, you know, I'll talk to your staff about it, but which is fine. But you know, you need to have somebody that has operated in the system,
yeah,
knows how to do it. Because as we're moving on, you said it was a busy year. There is so much that is going on that Mark was coming into, you know, he was merging into a highway that's going 100 miles an hour. And you just can't have somebody that's going to take a year just to figure out what all the acronyms mean.
Yeah, right.
And so he was a good pick. I'm glad that he made it all the way through the process. And like I said, he's doing good things, and he'll continue to do a great job for us.
A couple months ago, the VRE station opened. That was an exciting development that finally made it. And boy, that's a nice looking station.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a big area also. The parking lot, which was finally done. Also getting there's restrooms there. There's a heated waiting area. You know, the potential that we have down there is great. And, you know, it took a long time to get here. And I know that Mr. Skinner had worked on that for a number of years. And it really was a good accomplishment for him. And I commend him for all the hard work, because he was the one that didn't give up when they even told us that it wasn't going to be opening on November 12th. He was the one that said, no, it is. And he went and talked to the right people to make sure that it was going to happen. So, you know, he really deserves a lot of credit for having that get done finally.
Probably the one thing that 2015 will be remembered for by a lot of people is just the baseball debate that you were involved with. Any regrets over that whole situation?
No, not at all. I have very few regrets in general, but that no, not at all. I think that the way that it started, just reminding people, is that the county actually had an opportunity with a waiver because of minor league baseball's ridiculous zones that they have. So we actually asked Hagerstown Suns to, you know, see if they can get a waiver, and they did. And so we went through the process of trying to get them here. Unfortunately, we didn't get a deal done. You know, I think that the time crunch was part of it. It's difficult just with the rules and regulations that baseball has set up to do that. You know, I think it is a good opportunity for the county or the city or Stafford or whoever might land something like that because of the extra stuff that comes with it. And just something fun to do. I mean, here it is. It's 60-something degrees 2 days before Christmas. You know, it would be nice if we had some type of stadium or something that you could do something at.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you go to D.C., you go to Richmond, we will continue to be doing that. But eventually that will come in. You know, the part of it that is still, you know, frustrating is just the misinformation that goes out there. You know, you push for a ticket tax to pay for the cost of something, and you're deemed all these nasty names. But on the same hand, the same people that are attacking you are okay with a cigarette tax. You know, that type of thing is frustrating. You know, you can also show them the facts and the figures and how well this has done. And honestly, it's not done well in other places. So if it hasn't done well in other places, figure out why. And then you do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like any of the other things that we do, rezonings, transportation, whatnot. I always look to places like Prince William because they're about 20 years ahead of us. Okay, so what pitfalls did they run into? What mistakes did they make? And let's try to avoid those. And so, you know, you try to learn from other people, but you know, it's an issue. It's a dead issue. It's not going anywhere. The you know, as I had always said, I wanted to get a good deal for the county. That never materialized. And so, if it pops back up at some point in the future, it does. But you know, as of right now, we're working on other things. My biggest focus is transportation and economic development, making sure we get some good paying jobs down here.
Speaking of transportation, anything on the horizon that you can talk about as far as what we might be looking for as far as transportation? Anything different coming up?
Well, one thing that we did in the past month or so is we asked the staff and Planning Commission to take a look at updating our comp plan thoroughfare. About 12, 13 years ago, the county paid in proffers. We received in proffers, I should say, from Lee's Park, a $30 million parkway. And that went from, as it does now, from Route 1 over to Levels Road, Smith Station intersection. And that was $30 million of a very nice parkway. So my thought had been, why don't we continue that out and make that eventually get out to Route 3 so we have an internal beltway? So part of what this comprehensive plan update is to actually put that into the plan. We're going to work with VDOT. We're going to study it. We're going to see the right route that it should take and have some good planning, because this is what we should be doing, is planning for the future. And in addition to that, Sponsey Parkway obviously goes up and over by the hospital and up to 17. And part of this overall plan is to connect Spotsylvania Avenue, which is over by the old Capital One buildings, over to Germana Boulevard. It's some wetlands down there, and it's going to be a little tricky, but you will then be able to get from Lafayette all the way down past Germana, past the hospital, down Spotsylvania Parkway, over 208, out to Gordon, all the way up to Route 3 on one continuous parkway. And that, you know, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but that's the long-term plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't have a plan, nothing ever gets done. So, you know, people will complain, you know, that it's going to be coming close to their house or something like that. But, you know, we need to use the road that we have, and we paid for it, $30 million worth. So, and it was the continuation the first step of a larger plan. And we're just now getting moving to get that plan into our overall plan to make sure that, you know, we can find the money for it. You know, we don't have the money for it right now, but, you know, talking with VDOT of how to do that so that we will have that continuous movement through the county.
Yeah, boy, that would be nice that you can just see of where that would help you get around and not have to use some of the more traditional ways that we have to use now.
Well, right. Well, Smith Station Road all the way from Gordon to 208,
yeah,
which curves and has hills, and you have a lot of people that live right on the road and a lot of neighborhoods that come into Smith Station. Back in 2005, that was on the bond referendum, and then we had an engineer firm take a look at it. And just to improve that part of Smith Station into four lanes and with turn lanes and everything that is needed, it at that time was about $65 million, which we don't have $65 million, so it's not getting done.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, just because you don't have the money to do it doesn't mean that we shouldn't find an alternate way to do things. Because, you know, blaming the state for not doing their job, the county has plenty of blame for approving all these subdivisions everywhere over the past decades. Mm-hmm. So instead of pointing the finger at everybody, why don't we just figure out how we can solve the problem, how we can fix it, and what would that take? And that's part of doing this amendment. And then also we have a transportation subcommittee that we're working on a master plan for the county that we'll then put into the comp plan.
Well, I remember when you got back on the board talking about you came in with your focus economic development and the EDA, the Economic Development Authority. And I don't think at the time there were some board members who even knew that an EDA existed or what it did. So you did educate a lot of people, I think, with the EDA in recent years.
Well, you know, I'm still the only board member that goes to the meetings.
Right.
But, you know, the EDA is volunteers appointed by the board, one from each district, and they have varied backgrounds. And my EDA appointment is a commercial real estate fellow who is been around for a long time and knows his way around and brings that experience to the EDA. And so what we're able to do is basically task them to you know, research, to encourage, to grow business, to do an awful lot of things to complement what the county already does. So it's not taking over the economic development office. It's an attachment to it that then can do things because of the experiences that they bring. And remember, they're volunteers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they are giving of their time and efforts, not just for the meetings, but then other meetings that they have, other things that they do. And so I respect all of them and thank them for all the time that they put in. In addition, all the other boards and commissions that we have. We have lots of people that just volunteer their time. They don't get paid. You know, we barely even give them a pizza at dinner time, you know, let alone a soda. So, you know, they need to be thanked for all the hard work that they put in too.
Chris Jakubowski here from the Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Jakubowski here this morning. The budget, you'll be jumping into that right away, I guess, in the new year. And I know whether it's the state or if it's Spotsylvania staff or the city, I know this is going to be a challenging budget, it seems, for everybody this year, just for a whole lot of reasons.
Right. Well, having done this for a while, I don't remember any budget that somebody didn't characterize as challenging.
Yeah.
It's always a challenge no matter what. You have more needs than you do revenue. So you prioritize what is important to you. One of the things that we're going to be doing this year is a reassessment of property, which has been going on, and they'll be going out shortly. So the argument always at that point is to keep an equalized tax rate, which basically means that the government takes in the same amount of money as they did the year before, but plus 1.1%, I do believe. Or do you lower or do you keep the tax rate where it currently is? For me, that issue is always it's more of a soundbite issue, simply because 2 years ago when we equalized the tax rate, you had 54% of taxpayers paying more in real estate taxes. So you know, is that not a tax increase then for 54% of people? So instead of getting into that minutia of this and that, I focus on how much are we spending? Because you even see at the federal level, when you cut taxes, but yet you don't cap spending, how out of control it gets. So the focus on the tax rate, I think too often we need to then focus on what we're spending and how we're spending it, and mm-hmm. making sure that we do it the right way and we're funding the priorities that we have, which of course are education, public safety are my top two. And then from there down, I think we really need to focus on economic development. Our office is poorly understaffed, woefully understaffed. Those guys over there and gals, they do a great job with what they have. But when you only have a handful of people trying to do an enormous amount of work, it just something doesn't get done. And it's not their fault. They just can only do so much in 24 hours. So I think we need to beef that up. I think tourism needs to be beefed up. And I do think that we need to focus on where we're spending that money and education, you know, SRO officers. We need to fund an SRO in every single school that we have. And, you know, pointing a finger again at the state and saying, well, you're not doing it. Well, you know, that argument can only go so far. Eventually, somebody has to stand up and say, you know, I'm going to do what is right. I'm going to quit pointing fingers, and we're going to make sure that we have an SRO in every single school that we have. So those are the focuses, making sure that the tax rate stays at a fair tax rate, but making sure that our priorities are funded.
It's interesting. The focus, like you say, on taking a look at spending, because a lot of times that's not looked at, and some of these budgets have gone up. The spending has gone up, even though the tax rate may stay the same. Some of the spending's gone up.
Well, I had argued my previous term on the board against raising taxes because our spending was going up at 8, 10, 11% in a mm-hmm. year. And if you can't do what you need to do with that kind of increase in your budget, well, then you need to get out of the way and let somebody who knows what they're doing. That's why I'm glad that we have a new school administrator who's doing an outstanding job, and with a great school board that I think is working really well with the board. So so back then, of course, you know, we don't need a tax increase, but now, you know, we need to focus on the spending.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Thank you for all your help this year. We'll be in close touch again next year.
Merry Christmas to you, your family, and everybody who's listening. Thank you very much.
Thanks for all you do. Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Yakubowski. That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.